Today's show is brought to you by fireworks on New Year's Eve. Hey, guys, I'm pretty sure they're supposed to go off at midnight, not for 3 days surrounding January 1st.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
It all comes down to this.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas?
It's Christmas.
Santa's making a list and checking it twice.
Give toys to everyone,
whether they're naughty or nice.
Christmas!
Sees you when you're sleeping.
And he knows when you're awake.
Watching to see if I'm naughty, are you?
Have you been naughty or nice this year?
In my personal opinion, very nice.
I've been naughty.
It's showtime!
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you can join us right here, right now, for the Christmas Eve edition. Oh, man, oh, man. Oh, yeah, on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. Do it for Christmas. You can enable our skill just simply by saying, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen to Radio 434, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
So Tab, I said Tab. Yeah, Tab got a new Jeep just over the past month or so. And it's, now we've always driven old cars, okay, with old-timey AM and FM radios. Yes, AM and FM radios. Hers had a CD player. I think mine has a CD player too. I'm planning to upgrade my tuner, my head unit, so that it'll have all the bells and whistles, and I can Bluetooth Radio 434 via the magic of my phone directly to my head unit, directly to my radio in my car. With the new Jeep, that already.
Hello!
Yeah, no, I said Tab. Yeah, Tab with the new Jeep, that already comes standard. So we were driving around yesterday, driving around.
Automobile?
Yeah. And we were, the kids were, they had the first choice and they were playing some goofy stuff and then some Christmas tunes. And finally, nobody could decide on what to listen to. And so I said, well, my turn. And so I put on Radio 434. Directly there from my phone, and it didn't sound like this. No, it was very simple. No, not our usual connection. Yeah, and I almost have it. Oh, not quite connected. Okay, I think I almost have it. Yeah.
You've got mail.
We got it. All right, there we go. All right, so it's connected. No, the connection was just, like instantaneous, and I really, really enjoyed the fact that we were driving around, listening to Radio 434 in her new Jeep. Number one, it sounds incredible. Okay, that's number one. It is one of the best sounding radio stations I have ever listened to. It's one of the best sounding radio stations I've ever programmed. It's just tremendous. So you owe it to yourself to listen in the car. Okay. Now we do have a brand new app that's coming out. I actually had to go to the browser. I had to go to her browser and type it in. I'm not going to tell you when I was swiping through. I'm not going to tell you what I found. Anyway, so I had to go to her browser and I typed it in. And it's just radio434.com. However, we got a brand new app that's coming out for our 10th anniversary of Radio 434, and that's coming out in 2025, which is rapidly approaching. It should be available in first quarter, and not only will the new app feature our live channel, our feature channel, but it will also feature our podcasts as well. So right now, you can get our podcast on Alexa just by simply saying, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast," and she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcast. You can go to radio434.com, click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcast. But the brand new app will feature all of our content. It'll feature the live 24/7, 365 channel. It will feature, that's the music channel, Modern Alternative, Speak Mike. It's lips and tongue and there. That's the way you do it. So it'll feature that, and it'll also have all the podcasts, a link to the podcasts. It will have our video content. So you can watch us currently on Facebook Live. You'll be able to watch us on our new Radio 434 app. And you'll also be able to watch things like test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. That's the latest one is out, and it features Santa Claus. It's our annual ride with Santa. That one is out and available. It's on Facebook Live right now. But all that stuff, all of that content and things and new stuff that we do, and then, you know, even like the pop-up concerts. We do the mic'd up pop-up concerts at Three Roads. Those will be available on the new app as well. So be looking for that. I will let you know exactly when it's out. 2025, 10-year anniversary of Radio 434. I'm stoked. I'm really, really excited for this. Can you tell? I'm also very excited for Christmas. I'm really excited for a Christmas break. And if you've listened to the show for any period of time, and if you know me and know the show, this is actually really just the second time in my career that I could actually afford to take a break between Christmas and New Year's. So this will be the last show of the year, and then we are back on January the 6th. We'll keep you up to date on everything that we're doing via our social media, and you can always go back, and if you haven't listened to all the podcasts, well, if you're missing Mike, go ahead and feel free. Go back through and listen to all the podcasts, and take Radio 434 along with ye via the magic of Bluetooth. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in the news. We've got the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time. We're going to be talking about that. Plus, question of the day, would you sell your dog for $200,000? Would you sell your dog for $200,000? Or is your dog... let's make it pet, because Jerry, Jer Bear, that's a good question. Now the dog, Fuzzy, I'm totally fine with selling Fuzzy for $200,000. I don't think Tab would appreciate that. But Jerry. Oh, I would have a really, really... No, I couldn't. I couldn't possibly sell Jerry for $200,000. Maybe a million. No, I couldn't. I couldn't. Jerry is just my... He's my boy. He's a sweet boy. It's like a family member. So how could you do that? But that's the question, and it's going viral after a woman claimed somebody made her an offer for real. She's a TikToker. So we'll talk about that, plus our top list. Top reasons... You should sell your pet. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, a knock-knock joke for dogs. Knock-knock. This has been a knock-knock joke for dogs.
All right. Hi. So we were talking about the question of the day is this. It's this. Would you sell your dog for $200,000? And then I expanded that to your pet. You know, would you sell your current dog or cat for $200,000? Or do you agree? It would feel like selling your kid. Like this person, this is a woman on TikTok that claims somebody offered her $200,000 for her dog. Here, listen.
Someone offered us $200K for our puppy, and I told my husband absolutely not because I birthed her. Would you guys sell your dogs for $200K? Like, that is my baby. That is my baby. I birthed her. That is my child. Like, there's no money. I would not sell her. But it just got me thinking. I'm like, I wonder if people would have taken that $200K.
Okay. So I have to stop right there because she birthed her. She birthed the dog. So did she get artificially inseminated with Doberman stuff? And how would that work? Anyway. She said she would never sell her dog for any amount of money, but was curious what other people would do. And for what it's worth, most people in the TikTok comments said they'd take the money. So with that, that brings us to our top list. with the woman on TikTok turning down $200,000 and offer to buy her dog, well, don't be a woman on TikTok. Especially if your fur baby matches anything on today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons you should sell your pet. All right, here we go. Number one. It can't sit, shake, or play dead, but it can pee all over your shoes. Yep. Top reasons you should sell your pet. You got it at a Wuhan wet market. Wuhan wet market. Top reasons you should sell your pet. It doesn't help you get laid at the dog park. It refuses to get a rabies shot because it's an anti-vaxxer. There we go. Top reasons you should sell your pet. It bites everyone at the White House. I said it bites everyone at the White House. Top reasons you should sell your pet. It's always humping your leg, and you want it to hump both your legs. Top reasons you should sell your pet. Its eyes turn red when you're high. Top reasons you should sell your pet. It made the dog whisperer yell. And top reasons you should sell your pet. It's a cat. No, come on. I'm going to sell Jerry. Coming up, we have news. And not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
I'm beginning to hate your guts this Christmas, and I can't tell you why. I really can't seem to place why it is that I hate your face. I want to deliver one of these in your eye. I'm beginning to hate your guts this Christmas. Why do I feel this way? When you're talking, I only hear, please pummel me in the ear. And that's just all that I have to say.
Yeah, maybe it's because you're a villain. How about that? Well, sometimes villains can be the best part of a movie, even at Christmas. I mean, come on. But People Magazine, I was reading this, they just put out a list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time. So we're gonna go over their list, and we're going to see if we can add a couple of our own, too. Let's do it from the bottom up. Because that's the way I like to do it. Here. Yeah. Villains. Jack Frost. Martin Short from the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. That was number 10 on the list. I don't know if that should have made the top 10. Ebenezer Scrooge, of course. But George C. Scott from the 1984 TV movie A Christmas Carol. I mean, I really, really love Sir Patrick Stewart as Scrooge. I love Bilbo Dine as Ebenezer Scrooge. He's amazing. The Grinch. Jim Carrey from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Number 8 on the list. Harry and Marv. I would have thought they would have ranked a little bit higher. Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern from Home Alone. This is surprising, but I actually was I wasn't watching Jingle All the Way, but my father-in-law was whenever he was dropping off Maddie yesterday, and Ted Maltin, played by the late great Phil Hartman in Jingle All the Way, he's number 6 villain, right behind Hans Gruber. Alan Rickman from Die Hard. Wow. Now I got to go watch that movie again. I know he was always trying to get into the mom's, you know, oven. And anyway, Comet and the Abominable Snow Monster from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's number 4 on the list. Oh, yeah, the neighborhood bully, Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story. Number 3. This is... Well, not surprising, but I'm surprised. Well, I am. I'm kind of surprised that this ranked number 2. Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Number 1 Christmas villain, Mr. Potter, Lionel Barrymore. from It's a Wonderful Life. By the way, the old mean guy, Mr. Potter, from It's a Wonderful Life, is Drew Barrymore's great uncle. All right. What else do we have? Oh, we can save that. Let's do this. We've got five random facts that's coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, but quite frankly, if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Here we go. Number one, people who work at the U.S. or at U.S. nuclear power plants. Take two. People who work at... Take three. People who work at U.S. nuclear power plants are exposed to less radiation than what's given off by the granite walls inside the U.S. Capitol building.
What?
Okay, so wait... So is that what's wrong with them? It's all that radiation? In fact, the Capitol is so radioactive because of the high uranium content in the granite. It could never be licensed as a nuclear power reactor site. Good Lord. Number two, Samoa and American Samoa are less than 80 miles apart. But since they're on opposite sides of the international date line, and not to be confused with the House of Pancakes, but they're on opposite sides of the international date line, their time zones are 24 hours apart. So, okay, so rather than saying that's yesterday's news, people in Samoa could say that's American Samoa's news. Because the people in Samoa and American Samoa are always in yesterday. Anyway, number three. Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr worked together as defense attorneys. Interesting. On what? Oh, on America's first murder trial in 1800. 4 years later, Burr killed Hamilton in a duel. Yikes. Number four. Amazing rapper. Number four. Aerosmith has 21 singles that made the top 40. But only one number one. Can you guess what it is? I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. It was from the Armageddon soundtrack in 1998. I'm sorry, that is not the greatest Aerosmith song of all time. And then number five, Stephen Hawking is the only person who has ever played themselves on an episode of Star Trek. He was on an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation playing poker against holograms of other great scientists. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
Random facts.
It's the Mike Show. It's the, it's the Tuesday edition, but it's the Christmas Eve edition, and it is our last show of the year. Coming up, because, well, do we have, enough for an audio vault, do we? A little bit? Maybe? All right, we'll muddle through that. That is on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Oh, hi there. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go to viral videos. The parody account, There I Ruined It, put out a whole Christmas album of ridiculous mashups. The one that's going really viral is a combo of Ludacris and the Christmas classic, Baby It's Cold Outside. If you already thought that song wasn't PC enough, there's the new version. It definitely isn't.
I really can't stay.
Move, get out the way.
I've got to go away.
Move. Get out the way.
This evening has
get
been
the
so very nice.
I have been drinking, so guard your grill.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Here I come, here I go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Get the out of my
I
way.
I really can't stay.
Bye-bye.
Move, get out the way. Move, get out the way.
It's my favorite Christmas song now. Your office Christmas party, well, you may have already had it. Maybe you're doing it after the new year. I don't know. Well, it means you're almost guaranteed to watch a drunk coworker embarrass himself.
Oh, the office Christmas party will be too much fun, I fear. Expect to wake with a headache from drinking too much beer. At the office Christmas party, inhibitions disappear. There's a chance you'll table dance wearing a Santa beard. Oh no, you'll have a glow and be very drunk that night. Don't try to hit on her, I mean the boss's wife. Oh, the office Christmas party, it's a time when you get weird. Play it safe, don't be sorry at the office Christmas party this year.
Let's see. During Nate Bargatze's Nashville Christmas, Nate played the angel during a skit that recreated the wise men meeting Jesus for the first time. Here he is explaining to Mary, Joseph, and the three kings the true meaning of Christmas.
An angel appears to us.
Rejoice, for God's son Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Let this day be called Christmas, and let it be celebrated each year by gathering with family and by putting a big pine tree in your house.
A pine tree, angel?
And God commands the pine tree shall be decorated with the glittering glass ornaments of incredible beauty. Also with garbage that your children make at school.
Angel, I'm confused.
These celebrations do not just honor Jesus. They honor the almighty being who resides atop the world.
God.
No, Santa Claus.
All right. What else? Oh, let's do this. Is there any better way to mark the days off until Christmas than Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas? Will they ever run out of clever storylines? Well, let's take a listen and see what they'll delight us with next.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in City Hall. He's a hungry young reporter who thinks exposing corruption in City Hall will be his ticket to the big time. She's a gorgeous, popular mayor who's trying to hide her involvement in the salmonella outbreak that ruined last year's Thanksgiving pageant. Are they really on a collision course or just falling in love? What are you, a brainless idiot? It's Christmas in City Hall, tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the stress of holiday shopping and the holiday season in general. It's one of our least favorite things. Well, here is a song. It's a parody of my favorite things that you can enjoy while holiday shopping.
Shopping mall traffic and wall-to-wall shoppers. Sales clerks that need a swift bust in the choppers. Meanwhile, my car gets another door ding. These are a few of my least favorite things. Another lame party with people from work. The rest of the year, they're all really big jerks. Grandmas and reindeer, Mariah and Bing. These are a few of my least favorite things. From September to December, stress you cannot believe. But I'll forget all my least favorite things when I'm drunk on New Year's Eve.
All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on getting married and what not to do to your in-laws and what not to do. Okay, take two. Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on getting married and what not to do to your in-laws.
I do have a wife. I got married. My wife changed her name. I know some women have a problem with that, but I wanted her to have my old girlfriend's name. So call me old-fashioned, but this fella does what the Bible tells. The Bible doesn't say that at all. He's dumb as a rock. I don't think my wife's parents like me, though. Because apparently when you meet someone's mother, you're not supposed to hug her and go, oh, yeah. This feels right. And if their dad's short, don't try and pick him up.
Oh, you're like a little baby daddy. It's a baby daddy. Whee!
This guy's weird. We're all a little weird, but you know, we'd like to think there's someone weirder. Yeah. I'm sure some of you are looking at me going, well, at least I'm not as weird as Gaffigan. Now I'm thinking, well, at least I'm not as weird as those people in the loony bin. And the people in the loony bin are going, well, at least I'm an orange.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. The last time this year, keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up. We're going to get stupid for the last time this year. We've got your stupid criminals, and we've got some good news for you. We'll share that in just a few. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH for the holidays.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Okay. A lot of people have ridiculous stories from when they were young and stupid, and if this guy can turn his life around, he should be able to trump anybody's juvenile idiocy. A 23-year-old man in Florida was arrested last Friday after a drunken outburst at a restaurant, which included throwing gator nuggets. They're like chicken nuggets, but with gator meat. When someone confronted him, he ran over to a life-size manatee mannequin, which was outside the restaurant, wearing a T-shirt that read, "Did someone say tacos? I have to share this. I have to share a picture of the manatee. Mannequin. There we go. All right. What did the man do to the manatee mannequin? Well, he molested it.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yep. Thankfully, they didn't get into any more detail about what that entailed, Anyway, police showed up, charged him with disorderly intoxication and disturbance. He was booked and released. According to the interwebs, he's a student pilot at a flight school in Florida. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A guy in Detroit found an old library book he forgot to return over 50 years ago. They waived the fine, but he calculated that at 25 cents a day, he would have owed over $4,500. So he's turning it into a fundraiser for kids, a kids literacy group called Reading is Fundamental. He put up the first 10%, and he's trying to crowdfund the rest. Here is Chuck Heidelbrandt talking about the good cause.
I was going through the books on my bookshelf. Oh, yeah, Baseball Xania Stars. Oh, wait, that's a Dewey Decimal number. Uh-oh, what's this? I'm driving through Warren, and I'm saying, why don't we stop by the library and talk to the director. And at some point, she said, I'm very disappointed you would keep an overdue book for 50 years. And I'm seeding the first 10%, or $457, into the effort myself. And since then, we've gotten some pretty good activity on it. I couldn't be more pleased. The more money that we can get for a great cause like Reading is Fundamental, the better it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, it actually sounds like a Seinfeld episode. The good news is brought to you in part by United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, that is it. That is the program. Guys, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you, audience, for joining us each and every day, each and every weekday, each and every time you download the podcast, every time you watch or listen to us live, every time you listen to Radio 434. I greatly appreciate that. This business, this show, has been my life's work. It's been a dream of mine to not only be a show host but also own a broadcast company. And I've been very, very fortunate in my life to have been able to do that. This is season 24. Of the Mike Show in this form, coming to a close. Season 25 starts on June the 6th. We'll be back on June the 6th in the new year. Also, 2025 launches the 10-year anniversary, a year in celebration of Radio 434. I created it in 2015, and it was meant to be the digital platform for our broadcast company. It turned into basically the way we broadcast. We don't have any FMs anymore. We sold them, and it just turns into the way we're broadcasting today. Brand new app coming out in 2025 as well. Be on the lookout for that, and we'll let you know as soon as it comes out. But I really appreciate everybody that has listened to, watched. I appreciate all of our advertisers and sponsors. Without them, we couldn't make a living doing this. And I really, really appreciate you all. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever it is that you celebrate this time of the year, I want to wish you a happy one. I want to wish you a healthy new year. And I hope that whatever, if there was anything that you were struggling with in 2024, that you'll be able to figure it out and find the help that you need, or just the things will work out in 2025. So looking forward to a great new year, and we'll be back then. See you next year. It is the Mike Show. Oh yeah, I've got the things.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're coming back on January 6th. Have a great holiday, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
Who's going to do the dishes?